The 17th century would also see the emergence of the so-called scientific revolution that would challenge the spiritual basis of Western thought, throwing into question the received wisdom of centuries, evolving into the philosophical movement that came to be known as the Enlightenment. Those changes had begun a fundamental transformation of European life, restructuring values, attitudes, and practices in a way that had revolutionary implications. At the close of the 18th century, where our course begins, the implications of those far-reaching historical developments erupted with dramatic force in the dual revolutions that shaped the contours of modern European, indeed Western, and global life in the 19th and 20th centuries, and would come to define what we really mean by the modern world. The first of those revolutions, of course, was the French Revolution, the great revolution of 1789 to 1799, with its assault on the political institution of monarchy and the social position of aristocracy. It challenged the two fundamental social and political institutions of the established order, an established order which, shortly after the outbreak of revolution, would be referred to as the Ancien Régime, or the Old Régime, a pejorative definition of a society that would not change and had finally been pushed aside by these revolutionary developments. The second great revolution of this period, a revolution that is nowhere nearly as easy to define chronologically, the Industrial Revolution, roughly from the period from 1750 to 1850, with its origins in England just across the channel, would also fundamentally alter the economic and social bases, first in Europe and then the world. So these two revolutions, the French and industrial revolutions, are traditionally seen by scholars and others as the two revolutions that define the beginnings of the modern, that distinguish it, that are the dividing line, the watershed between the old established order, early modern Europe it's sometimes referred to, and the modern period. These two momentous developments, these two interlocking revolutions, however, are difficult to imagine without an equally profound transformation, indeed revolution in thought, in ideas. The Enlightenment of the 18th century, with its relentless emphasis on reason, and not just on reason as a philosophical system, but rather on the application of rational thought, of skepticism, of scientific method, not simply to matters of philosophy or to scientific observation, but also to the social, economic, and political environment around them, laid the foundations for both the Industrial and French Revolutions and would serve as a defining characteristic of the West in the modern world. Indeed, in some ways, one of the characteristics of Europe, one of the ways I think that Western civilization defines itself, sets itself apart from the rest of the world over the course of the 19th and 20th centuries, would be the saturation of Western values with this Enlightenment orientation toward the world. Even when that Enlightenment orientation would be challenged, it still would become the central defining point for Western intellectual development. After the onset of these two revolutions at the close of the 18th century, three if one thinks of the Enlightenment, Europe would be confronted by a set of conflicting social and economic values that would find political expression in the 19th and 20th centuries in the ideological and mass movements that dominate the modern age. Indeed, all of the isms that we think about that are part of our day-to-day life and have been for much of the 19th and 20th century have their origin in the period we'll be examining over these next 48 lectures. Liberalism, conservatism, nationalism, socialism and its adjunct communism, fascism and its German variant, national socialism, all would come into their own in the course of this period. In political terms, these movements have defined political life in the modern era, not simply in Europe, not simply in the West, but increasingly in a global sense as well. They've defined the terms in which modern humanity chooses to address political issues. At the same time, the economic changes that would come over the course of the century from 1750 to 1850, first in England, and then on the continent, in the Low Countries, in France, and then the latter half of the 19th century, enter a whole new burst of economic industrial development. These economic developments, industrialization, urbanization, secularization, all transform the very nature of society in the West.